Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, it's Jean.
Wonderful. This is Haley Stringfellow from Penguin Book Writers. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Can I have your name again? I'm sorry I didn't get it.
Sure, Haley Stringfellow.
Haley. Okay, Haley. So you're the person I was chatting with online, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm a very direct person to begin with, so let's just cut to the chase here. I'm involved in writing a book with another person. We're just about finished with this. We just gotta stop doing corrections because, as you well know, you can go crazy just continuing to change where you're going to put that comma.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're now to the point of researching. I'm looking for a company. I have self-published before through iUniverse and also Amazon or Kindle Publishing. And I've had success with that. To be honest, their prices have, well, iUniverse's prices have really increased. And we're working on a bit of a budget here. So with that said, what I'm looking for is a 5.5 by 8.5 paperback with color photos. And I know that's more expensive, but hopefully we can figure that out. White paper, black letters, ISBNs included, and what's the other one? Oh, and a barcode included as well. Is that something you guys can help me with?
Absolutely, yes. We can help you out with the entire package. That's what I listed there. $8.99 covers the formatting because we have to format the book according to the trim size you're requiring, right? So we will go
Correct. I
ahead
got it.
and format the entire book, and you have the book cover ready, right?
Correct.
Lovely. So we're going to format the book cover as well, and we're going to go ahead and get your book self-published on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, Chapter, and a lot more than other platforms. The best part is
Okay.
that book, yep. The best part is that your book will be published in ebook, paperback, and hardcover. You have all three options to avail. If you don't want the hardcover, that's fine. We're going to eliminate that. Your book will be published
Okay.
in print on demand, yes. And all the sales will go directly to your account because we don't keep any percentage or, any ownership rights of the book. So you will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, and all the sales you make will fall to your account directly. Then
Okay,
we
hold up a minute. So what, hold up. So the royalties come directly to me. You don't take a percentage off the printing?
Yes, we don't keep any percentage. We just charge the one-time fee to get the job done, which is $8.99.
Okay, now you must admit that sounds all phenomenal, considering how often I've done this before. I've already published four. I did so Amazon, when I go through Kindle, I get okay, on a $10 book, I get $7 out of it. iUniverse, I get $3 out of it. So yeah, so tell me how that compares
That
to
is
you
your
guys.
concern. Let me explain you. Now, I was talking about we keeping percentage out of Amazon charging you the percentage. So the answer is we don't keep anything, okay? The printing and shipping of your book will be done directly by Amazon once your book is there, okay? That means if you're selling your book for Amazon keeps 30% of each sale and the remaining 70%
Right.
falls to the author account directly. That means if you're selling your
Right.
book for $10, $3 will be kept by Amazon for printing and shipping the book, and the remaining $7 fall to your account directly. Okay? So,
Okay.
yes. So,
Okay.
that's
So, oh, okay, wait a minute. You're going really fast here, and this is very different than what I've experienced. So, tell me what it is you guys do. You guys do the actual printing, or you transfer the book to Amazon. You're the middleman that gets it to Amazon. Is that the way that works?
we're the
I'm
publisher.
confused.
Once the book is published, we go ahead and market the book. The printing is not done by us. Printing will be done by the platforms where your book is published.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm taking notes.
Okay.
Printing done by platform where published. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that would be, for example, Amazon. But what do you do in a case like Barnes & Noble? They don't print.
Barnes & Noble Press is where your book will be published, okay? We take care of distribution as well. So now, once your book is published online on Barnes & Noble, I don't know who told you that they don't print. They do print. Otherwise, no book is going to get printed by any of the, you know, the publishers, because publishers don't take care of printing at all when it comes to selling the book on online platforms. Platforms themselves will take care of printing the book and shipping it to the buyer's physical address. For that, they keep a certain amount of percentage. Barnes & Noble keeps 45%, and the remaining falls to the author's account directly.
Okay. Okay, this, as I said, this is very different than iUniverse. And that's what I am most familiar with. Okay. So let me run it back, and I'll do it in my language so I can understand what's going on. All right.
All right.
So, okay. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at probably a 100-page manuscript. It's formatted in Garamond as the font, and I've done the the margins mm-hmm. to match a 5.5 by 8.5. I had those specs so I could do it that way. It's half of the part of the book is in italics, and mm-hmm. part is in standard Garamond because it's her speaking. That there's a co-author to this,
okay,
and it's her voice that's italicized. Okay, so we've got that. Now what she wants to do is we've got a number of photographs. This is a book on cancer experience, breast cancer experience. So she's got some very descriptive, detailed photographs that she would like to include in this. She would like it in color. Mm-hmm. Is that going to cost us more?
No, that won't cost you more at all.
How can you guys do this when iUniverse charges for everything? Talk to me about that. Truly, talk to me.
Well, honestly speaking, we're not one of those companies who charge pennies for even breathing, okay? This is something which is already, this is something which is already part of the formatting process. Now, it's all about how you twist your words and explain it to the client, because obviously most of the clients are not that tech-savvy and, you know, computer literate.
Right.
So, exactly. So that's how they play with their words. But this is something which is already, you know, falling under formatting, so there's no point of me charging you an extra set of $500 because it's not going to go in my pocket anyway.
Right, right. Okay. What about ISBN numbers? Do I get that on my own, or do you guys supply that?
The free ISBN is part of the program. However, the paid ISBN is not part of this program.
Okay, well, what's the difference between Okay, the free one means it can only be sold in certain places, where the paid-for one is universal and can go anywhere, right?
Exactly, exactly. You got it.
Okay. So if I would have to then purchase the ISBN number mm-hmm. And the barcode and give that to you guys, and then you imprint it from there, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay,
we do that too.
Okay. So wait a minute, making notes. Okay. Paid ISBN. Okay. All right. That's not a problem. Okay. Once it's done, I know we get a sample. Okay, when it's all said and done, we look at that and we say, yay, do it. Is that when we place the order for 100 books from you guys? Is that, and then, how does that work? I don't even know what to ask.
Let me explain to you. You know, I got your question and didn't have to go any further. So the thing is that, so once we are getting your book self-published and getting it distributed, we will send you one proof copy. One will be done electronically. That's going to be the preview of your book. And the second option would be included as well, which is you will get a physical copy shipped down to your doorstep so that you can have a look and feel, like a final look and feel of your manuscript, and let us know if this is yay or nay. Okay? So, exactly. So, just give me one quick moment.
No, no, take your time. And maybe slow down as you're talking to me because I'm trying to write notes as we go.
I understand. So let me explain you what I was about to tell you. So that means once we go ahead and send you the physical copy and you let us know what exactly,
okay,
you know, it's all about. You can have a look. You can have the quality check as well. And you can also go ahead and ask about the any improvisation required as far as the picture quality or, you know, the glossiness of the paper is concerned. Once you give us the go-ahead, yes, once you give us the go-ahead, we will, you know, go ahead and start publishing your work. And then at that point, you can let us know if the printing quality is up to the mark or not. If you agree, you can go ahead and, you know, place an order with us for your author copies, which you can distribute yourself among your friends and family.
Right, right. Okay, I get that. Okay, so do you put the price on the book or do we set the price?
Okay, so we won't impose anything on you in order to, you know, in, as far as retail price is concerned. Once we go ahead and edit the book, proofread the book, and format the book, we will go ahead and check, you know, what exactly could be the best retail price of the book. Once we conduct the market research and see what is an average author selling their book for in the same category.
Okay.
So once we have the answers, we're going to present you with three different options. Either you can sell your ebook copy for somewhere about $4 to $9, or, you know, a paperback version for about $12 to $18, or a hardcover for about $22 to $30. I'm just giving you rough numbers, okay? So
sure, I get that.
Thank you. So you can then decide which set of table would be the best fit for this book. Once you agree and once you give us the go-ahead, or maybe if you don't agree with us at all, you can let us know what would be the retail price of the book, and we will go ahead and publish your book according to that price only, because we will go ahead and, you know, follow your footsteps here.
Okay. Okay, so I get it. So you're going to, I'm making the, up these numbers, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at a paper copy, and we approve everything, and you tell me that can be sold because of the genre or whatever they have, somewhere between $10 and $20. And we say, okay, let's make it $12. And you're cool with that. But if we say, okay, if we say, no, too much work in this, and it got to sell for $25, totally unrealistic, but it doesn't matter, you would still price it at $25.
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking. Just checking. All righty. I'm running out of questions here, Haley. Help me out. What else do I need to know?
You need to ask about the marketing as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That, now, is that included in the $8.99?
No, it's not. If I would be telling you that it's included, I would have sounded like a crazy maniac. No, it's not included.
Okay.
It's not included in this $8.99. This is the standard price and the standard package that we offer to our customers. However, if you're interested, you're interested in selling your book and promoting it to the next level of marketing world, then yes, of course we can do that. And that program is our elite bundle, which is going to cost you $22.99. That includes 3 months of marketing.
Got it. Okay. See, now you're talking numbers that I'm used to. Okay. I don't like them, but I'm aware of that. Okay.
I understand.
All right. But we don't have to choose the marketing package if we don't want to. Plus, if we want to down the road, we can come back to you and pick it up then, yes?
Of course. You can always upgrade your package.
Okay.
If you want to start with low and later upgrade your package, you can certainly go ahead and do that by paying the difference.
Okay. Okay. All right. What if I were to say, and I'm not ready because the co-author is dragging her feet on those damn commas. I would say right now we're ready. What do I do now?
Okay. The next step would be to sign a process. That means we will ask you to send your manuscript along with the forms that we are going to share with you. We are going to share three forms with you that you and your co-authors will list down and fill out for us in order to know what sort of texture you want when we are presenting the details to Amazon, okay? So that means we will go ahead and ask you some questions like the trim size, the glossiness level, the weight page, and, you know, pretty much basic stuff. As soon as you return those forms, we're going to go ahead and proceed with the order, and that means we will go ahead and also get you connected with the editors directly who will be evaluating the manuscript for the retail price. And before we do all of that, we won't collect your manuscript until your order is placed just because of the copyright issues. Right now we collect the manuscripts, and later down the line you're like, no, I don't want to work with you guys. Then there would be a conflict of copyrights, you know, so we eliminate that from our process in the very beginning because we don't want any disputes later. So that's how we work.
Okay.
So the first step would be obviously the order processing link that I will generate for you. As soon as you're done, you'll see a big thank you page. Okay, I see you back on the website. I have, a link.
Yeah, hang on just a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
So welcome back. Hello. Okay. Obviously, all I was doing was surfing here, trying to find stuff. So where should I be looking on this website for any of this information that's written? Anything?
I just shared the link with you. That's what I was about to tell you. You can click and check what our clients have to say about us. Whoever has user services, you'll see my name all over the good stuff.
Okay.
Glad to have that in picture.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. And you put your good stuff up front too. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. All right. Okay. Oh yeah, man. Why, do you walk on water? Holy cow. they really like you. What is that? Okay. Okay, now obviously I have to talk to the other writer here and kick her in the butt, let me know what she wants to do here. I have to tell you, the content is very relevant to anyone who has been dealing with breast cancer, and she's very open with her experience, which has been,
really
good.
Yes, I got a same customer who signed up with us like a week back about a book with all the breast cancer, you know, diseases and how it happens, the symptoms, the treatment, everything. It was a solution book for every other woman who's suffering from that thing. So their ultimate goal was to get the book out on the event of breast cancer in the other season. Mm-hmm. But I told them why to wait. There are so many women waiting on to read for solutions when you have everything in handy, so don't wait. Maybe you could save one woman at that day, which will give you
the confidence,
you know? So that's what I explained, and there's a sign up for the services, and now their editing process is still ongoing. So that's it.
Now, there's a question also. So if I sign today, not going to happen, but if I sign today, how long would it be until I have a proof in my hand?
Until the proof of the printed copy?
Yep.
I'll get it done ASAP. As long as the formatting is concerned, obviously it's going to take 24 to 48 hours to get it all adjusted, right? So we will go ahead just format the book, and once the book is formatted, you get the proof copy within the, you know, time frame of three business days. So it will be as quick as we can, because we want the book out so that more and more, women can go ahead and this book out.
Right, but more to the point, it's a product that you're creating. You don't want it sitting on a desk. You want it to get done.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with that. All right, Haley, how do I get to you directly rather than go through the website?
Oh, definitely. Give me one moment. So are you going to be calling me back today so that I can check my
email? No. It's going to be at least a week before I get back to you.
Lovely. You can write down the number. It's 760.
760.
607-5186.
5186. Okay. What we still have to go through, now that I know you can do those pictures in color,
mm-hmm.
on the inside, mm-hmm. Now I just have to crop those pictures. How do I send off these pictures? So I send out the manuscript. That's all written. Okay, mm-hmm. that part's done. But the pages that are going to be in the center of the book that have the color photographs,
mm-hmm.
do I set them up? Do I send you photographs and say place number one here and number two there?
That's
or
exactly
do
what the form will include. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
You have to send us the pictures separately so that we can go ahead and place them inside the book as per your specs, okay?
Okay. Yep, that's what I needed to know because I was killing myself over here trying to figure out how to crop these pictures and put them in there.
No. You don't have to do that at all because sometimes clients don't know what size they have to use for the pictures, and they don't know that once we're printing the book, it really affects the book. So you don't take care of that, you'll settle that for you. Also, just to remind you, today is the last day of 50% off that we are offering, through which you were availing the plan for $8.99. I can encourage you to talk to your author and get back with us today. If it's not an issue for you to pay the full amount of the package, you can go ahead and talk with me later down the line as well. I don't mind that.
What's the full amount of the package? 16?
Okay. Hold on. I'm not very good in math, so one sec. The total amount
of... Make all the mistakes that you want. That's fine. Then I'll blame it on you.
Not on the client, though. So the total amount of package of this plan is $1,798. Right now we're offering 50% off, through which you're availing the program for just $8.99.
Okay, but of course it ends today.
Of course that ends today. However, if you want, I can extend this till tomorrow, which is Friday, which will be the last day of the week. Yeah, I can extend that for you.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to find out next week that you've extended it for somebody else till Wednesday or something, am I?
You won't.
Okay. Okay.
I can't first find out right now.
Alrighty. Okay. Let me run this back. So 50% off today, tomorrow. Okay. 50% off by tomorrow. $8.99 total, which includes the printing and the formatting and the editing of this, which would include that placement of those photographs. That's what I was most concerned with. Okay. Then we receive, after all of that is done and we fill out those forms that says the size and the colors and the weight of the paper and all that, then you print it out. We get one proof electronically and one physical book in our hands to look at. Okay. At that point, then we give the go-ahead and we purchase through our author copies.
Correct.
And so I want 100 copies. And so that's the order I put in, and out of that 100 copies, I would get from you, I get 70% of, well, no, if it's an author copy, I'm only paying 30%. Am I correct?
The author copies that you're asking for us to print is something which you're not selling online. Something which is for your use, for your family. So there is no royalty involved there. If you're selling it for a number, it depends. You know, there is a situation. Now, you need to make up your mind if you will be selling those copies which you're ordering for yourself for, you know, for a certain amount of price to other people or not. Or you're just keeping them reserved for your family or, you know, friends, events, or, you know, any sessions where you want to distribute your books. So if you're selling the book, everything goes to you because that's something done hand-to-hand, right? Now, if you are not selling it, then obviously you're just paying for the printing of the books, whichever, you know, printing press you go ahead with.
Okay, let me translate that back to you. So we go through with the whole thing, and I order 10 copies.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 10 copies, I have my author price, which is without royalty. So in the case of Amazon,
You're confused. No, if you're ordering the 10 copies through us, that doesn't mean that Amazon is going to print those copies and deliver it to you. That means we are going to print that for you and send it to you because we print author copies. However, we don't do bulk orders for Amazon for your clients. We just do for our customers' needs, okay? So if you're ordering 10 copies, you will be paying the price for printing. Let's suppose the printing would cost you $3 per copy. Or let's say $4 per copy with printing and shipping, and you're ordering 10 copies through us. That means you will be paying $40 to us, which we will keep and send you 10 copies, which you can keep them to yourselves or distribute in your friends and circle.
Okay, so I've paid $40 for 10 copies. Now, like you, I can't do math at all. So, 10 copies. So what is that per book? Help me out here. Is that $4
sure.
a book?
That means $4 a book for printing and shipping, yes. Okay. Now, if your printing cost is $4 per book, then obviously my editors will suggest you to at least keep the retail price for $18 so that you can make some money as well. You know what I mean?
Okay, and absolutely. So I'm just doing the $40 and 10 because it's easy for me to figure it out number-wise. Okay, so I ordered 10. I paid you $4 per book for those 10. Yeah. And now I have friends who want to buy the book from me. I can charge them the $10 for the book instead of... Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to know. Now, if when it goes to Amazon or we are going to put a price on that, so let's keep the same numbers. Mm-hmm. So Amazon's going to charge $10 for the book, and people will go to Amazon and order it, and they'll spend $10, and I'll get $7 back, yes?
And that's right.
Okay. All right, fine. Fine. Now I understand that. Okay.
And Amazon keeps $3.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, of course. How did I find now? All I'm just sitting here and I'm rummaging, through Google to find stuff. How did I come across yours on the last day of the sale?
Well, that's believe it or not, maybe that's good luck. I won't say it's good luck because you're not going to get started till next week. So it's just good luck for other customers who are placing the order. Yeah, we can say that.
Okay. Okay, fine. So it's just sheer. All right. Okay. I have your phone number of 760-607-5186.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located?
We're in New York City, New York.
Okay. Okay, fine. Then East Coast. All right. Then I need to contact you. What would be a good time to contact you tomorrow?
Well, I'm available from 10 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, fine. All right. So what I'm going to do is I am going to call the other person involved with this and see where this goes.
Sounds terrific.
Do I need to ask any other questions? Did I miss anything here?
Well, I don't think so. We've got everything covered, and there's nothing that is left for now.
Okay. All righty. Okay, with any luck, we will be setting this all up tomorrow.
Sounds terrific.
Let me talk to her.
Sure.
All righty.
Sure. You can also text me if you can at the number that I've given you, just so I can save your number, and I know it's you calling.
Got it. Okay. Do you want me to do that as soon as I hang up from here?
Yes. You can do that so that I can
do a text just to...
Correct.
Okay, fine. All right. Thank you, Haley, and hopefully off we go with this.
You're most welcome. You have a good one.
You too.
Anything else I can do?